Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And welcome into hour number two of the Outdoor Show. Thanks for tuning in as we do each and every Saturday morning. You know, 2 weeks from today, we're going to be celebrating the 35th anniversary of the show. Can you believe it? Where did the time go? 35 years ago, we started this program, and look where it is now. Same place as been, 5 to 7 a.m. each and every Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in. All right, we got some text messages to get to, and I'll tell you, we're getting some comments in on this bad boy case that we talked about. We got another one coming up for you, by the way. It's kind of a double header, but we had five illegal immigrants and one legal resident from Chalmette were cited for having 120 red snappers, 97 of them undersized. Governor Jeff Landry made some comments on social media that this highlights the failure of the Biden administration and how the state's resources are being weighted down. He took some criticism, people saying, what difference does it make if they're illegal immigrants? I say it makes an awful lot of difference. This text comes in. And it says immigrants should follow the same rules and regulations as everybody else on our natural resources in Louisiana. I don't think they should be able to enjoy the same rules and regulations. I mean, how can they prove any residence? They're not taxpaying citizens. I mean, they're here illegally. And do you think they should enjoy our natural resources as residents and non-residents do? Again, the main word, the first word, is illegal. They start off illegal and it goes downhill from there. All right, we got Deb, another one of our Florida listeners. She says this is a far more important text than all those people who want to talk politics and they're fishing. Did I miss a bad boy feature? Memo, are you running bad boys twice? Yes, we are. We have another one coming up. And we're going to have one during the second hour. So have a great day. You do the same, Deb. And we got the backstrap stacker. He's thinking. He says he thinks it would depend if the kayak is motorized or not. Seems like a lot of work to drink and paddle or pedal. That's in response to the question that came up about DWIs on the water carrying the same weight and penalties as DWI on the highways. Does it apply to kayakers? I'm going to check on it, but I think it does, and I don't know if it has to be a motorized. I think if you're operating a vessel and you're under the influence, in other words, you break the barrier on the legal limit for blood alcohol, I think you could be cited. All right, here's another one on Governor Landry. Says Governor Landry is right. America, Louisiana first, mass deportation, ASAP. And in response to what's the best speckled trout bait, here's a vote for finger mullets. Yeah, that's another good one. Very good bait. And another comment on Governor Landry. I agree with the governor 100%. They're going to kill the fishing industries. Here's another one. Says wildlife violation fines are far too low. Perhaps if that was a $40,000 fine for those red snapper, it might deter someone from breaking the law. The fines imposed are an insult to the value of our wildlife. The natural resource is priceless. That's from Sam. Well, maybe you missed the end of that report, but given the civil restitution payback, that's going to be close to $40,000. It's well, you're right. No, it's only $4,600. $40,000 for red snapper, I don't think that would hold up because, you know, their value is assigned to each and every species, and that's what they based the civil restitution. And in this case, it was $3,098, and I didn't catch that other zero. You're suggesting $40,000 fine. Don't think it's going to happen, and if they can't pay it, you can assess any amount you want. But if they don't have the money and they don't pay it, what good does it do? All right, here's one that says, fishing Mississippi is flat, dead, slick. The flounder bite is hotter than the weather. That's from my buddy, The Weave. All right, yeah, he's a kayaker out there. And, man, I hope I can find some time to get with The Weave and go out and catch some of those flounders again. All right, we got a lot more text. We'll try to get to those. We still got a lot to talk about. I got a Mike Gallo fishing report coming up for you. Some information about you hunters for next season and some new information about the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. We'll be back to talk about it after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Yeah, born on the Bayou Report without Captain Mike Gallo this morning is still a presentation of CETO. You know, for $249 for a whole year, that membership gets you unlimited fuel drops, 24/7 tow-ins. They'll jumpstart you if you got electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back safely. CETO. Some people call it AAA on the water, and mostly it's peace of mind. Hopefully you'll never have to use it, but if you do, they're there, and it's great for you and your loved ones. Makes a great gift. It's just one call away. You can call Captain Chris, 301-4545. If you like to do it online, it's CETO.com, and that is on every boat that you own or borrow or even rent. It's all covered. CETO, check them out. All right, Captain Mike Gallo tells us that the heat is on. Most of the fish are being caught early in the morning before it gets too hot. The deeper passes in the Wrigley's area, that's producing both trout, both white and speckled trout. Live shrimp on a drop shot, that's been the best bait, but has caught some on plastics too on that same drop shot. The man-made reefs in Lake Bourne and further east have also been producing. As you get further east and the water is shallow, try a popping cork. Mike suggests that you keep an eye for diving birds. Redfish have been caught near the deeper washouts with moving water. Look for bait fish in the area that will ensure quality water. The three S's of redfish have been the ticket. Those three S's are spoons, spinnerbaits, and shrimp under a cork. Thanks, Captain Mike, for that fishing report from Captain Mike Gallo. If you want to get a hold of Mike, by the way, just go to aaofla.com. If you're driving and you couldn't remember, just go to my website. I'm sure a lot of you have been there, dontheoutdoorsguy.com, and we have a link to get in touch with Captain Mike. All right, we got more fishing reports coming up and a lot more information to pass along to you. I want to get to some more of our text messages. Let's see, we got this question with regard to the illegals catching illegal fish. It says, since when do outlaws follow rules? And we got this one. It says, Louisiana red snappers are too hard to resist, no matter where you are from, LOL. And this one says, just like those Washington Parish watermelons, the sweetest and juiciest in all of Louisiana, as well as the entire SEC. All right, here's one that says, when you're an illegal, everything you do is illegal. Well, that makes sense. And this one says, Don, I think the residency issue definitely matters. As an out-of-state resident of Alabama, I have to pay license fees to enjoy the resource. Why should they get to do it at an in-state rate if they're not tax-paying citizens, much less have access to the resource? I don't know that they can get an in-state license without proof of residency. If you're an illegal, you don't have, I don't know, maybe, you know, and I hear they give them licenses and other forms of ID. I don't know. I do know one thing. It's a mess. All right, here's another one. Says, will the double bad boy be standard protocol from now on? Really do enjoy them. That's from Pinecone Joe, listening to us in the Kiln, Mississippi. This is a special occasion. We happen to have a little bit more time than we normally do, and so we decided to do two. I had two bad boy stories, couldn't decide which one, so we decided to do both of them. All right, for those of you listening in Alabama, we got a great listening audience over there in Alabama. I got some information from the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, which is coming up shortly. It'll be in 2 weeks, July 19th through 21st, at the rodeo site on Dauphin Island. This is the second oldest fishing rodeo, one year behind the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo. This one started as a tarpon tournament back in 1929, before there was even a bridge that allowed you to get to Dauphin Island. It started with about 250 fishermen. Now, it only had one break. That was during World War II. The rodeo was canceled. But other than that, it's been grown exponentially and designated as the world's largest saltwater fishing tournament. I think they're expecting somewhere around 4,000 people, maybe. Anyway, they got some news they wanted to pass along. There's a new live weigh-in category. Some of the categories are live weigh-ins. They also have a new dock and a boardwalk. Now, that dock and boardwalk is going to increase the amount of boats that can be tied up to head to the weigh station. That's been a problem before, boats not being able to get up to the dock just because of simply too many. This is going to extend that. And the boardwalk will allow access to the north site of the rodeo property. In the CCA's Alabama Live Weigh-In Awards category, they added flounder to that now. That can be brought into the site alive and entered to win a number of prizes. Before that, it was just for live weigh-in for redfish and speckled trout. And another one of the new features, and this is going to aid the marine biologists, is the addition of a catch-and-release category for Jack Crevel. The ticket holders who weigh in illegal fish will be eligible for more than $450,000 in cash and prizes, including a contender 25-foot bay boat with a 250-horsepower Yamaha. So you can get tickets at fishingchaos.com. And both the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo and is also the adjunct Roy Martin Rodeo, which is also held simultaneously. You can get both of those tickets. You got to get them before you start to fish. It's the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo's 91st annual on Dauphin Island, July 19th through 21st. All right, coming back after this, got more fishing reports. Got our paddler's report from Captain Eric Mohabarak. We'll share that with you. Also got a little information about Shark Week in Louisiana. Back with that right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And our paddler's report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and without Eric Marmorak is still the presentation of Massey's Outfitters. It's got three great locations, Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also on the North Shore in Covington. Got some of the best kayak fishing models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft. Check out the website. Going to find products and accessories for paddlers and paddling fishermen at Massey's. And by the way, they do the demo days. They've got one tomorrow. And they do those on Bayou St. John off of Moss Street in New Orleans, where you can go out and try before you buy. They'll let you jump in a kayak, take it for a spin, and see how you like it. Maybe find the one that fits your best need and price range. And by the way, if you call them or check them out on Facebook page, you can actually request a specific model you'd like to try. As far as the kayak fishing, Eric says the Port Sulphur catching reds in the marsh past the shrimp dock. They're still pounding on those flounders on the Mississippi coast, as we heard from the Weave. This week, there was a sailfish caught in Pensacola out of a Hobie Pro angler. Boy, I'd like to see video of that. He suggests you stay hydrated, as everybody does, as these hot summer dog days are here. All right, that's our paddler's report with Captain Eric Mohabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company. He's one of the few people that actually charters kayak fishing. Speaking of charters, I got a photograph in from the guys over at Wicked Charters. Now, Wicked Charters operates out of Lake Pontchartrain, and we have done a Bayou Wild feature with them. You'd have to go back to find it on our Bayou Wild TV YouTube. But we were searching for the Kraken, and the Kraken, of course, is the mythological sea monster. And they've been searching for it for a few years now in Lake Pontchartrain. So far, they've come up with some really enormous garfish, some big bull reds, and bull sharks, particularly this time of the year. And yes, it's Shark Week all across the coast and really across the country. And there's Shark Week going on in Lake Pontchartrain. There's a picture on my Facebook page of a pretty good size bull shark that was landed this week. We caught some bull sharks, but nothing that big. And by the way, there have been some enormous bull sharks that have come into Lake Pontchartrain. I know Ashley Ferguson, who worked with Wildlife and Fisheries, was doing some research studies on bull sharks coming into Lake Pontchartrain and the reason why and the time. It's a great nursery grounds for them. The mix of the brackish water is pretty much perfect. The bull shark is one of those species that tolerates pretty low salinities. And in doing that feature for Bayou Wild, and I suggest you go back and watch it if you haven't seen it, I researched as best I could to find out shark fatalities in Louisiana. I came up with only one, and it was a long time ago. It happened on September the 9th in the year 1914 in Lake Pontchartrain. And Peter Konspoulos, who was a Turkish young man, he was a 17-year-old teenager, and he was one of these, they used to have, you know, this was before internet, social media, TV, all that, movies, all that kind of stuff. And they did personal entertainment, and they had professional swimmers who entertained the crowd. And there were hundreds of people that gathered out on the banks of Lake Pontchartrain to watch Peter do his swimming. Well, they watched him. They witnessed it, these hundreds of people. He was attacked, bitten three times on the arms, and then finally on the torso. By the time some of the bystanders got a boat with a very small motor and got to him, they put him in the boat, but he died from the shark attack. I'm sure it was a loss of blood. I researched it. I got the copy of the death certificate from the state, and it said the death cause of death was shark bite. And that is the only fatal shark bite I could ever find in the history of Louisiana. And I'm not saying it didn't happen eons before. as Native Americans, lived along the shorelines and spent a lot of time in Lake Pontchartrain, with the bull sharks probably being there for all eternity. I'm sure there were some other encounters. The only other recent shark bite I remember was, I want to say it was about 10 years ago, there was a 7-year-old boy who was swimming in Lake Pontchartrain around Seabrook, and he was bitten on the arm. It was a pretty serious bite, but he survived it, and that was a bull shark that was responsible for that. So that's pretty much the story of that, and if you want to check it out, go to Bayou Wild TV. .com. Look on our YouTube page and you'll find that, the story of it. And also, there's been some reported attacks in Florida and Texas. So if you're out there, they suggest keep your eyes peeled. You know, the dorsal tail fins are telltale signs. Look for the warning flags when they spot sharks in the water. And they suggest you don't go any deeper than waist deep. But some of these shark attacks have occurred in water that shallow. By the way, I was talking earlier about some tips from the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries about recognizing some problems with rip currents. This is a deadly occurrence that happens. Elmer's Island could be one of the places. And because of the storm, there could be more of these rip currents. And when we come back after this, we're going to do a bad boy feature. Also give you a Ryan Lambert fishing report. And I'll tell you about rip currents, how to recognize them. And if you do get caught in one, how to get yourself out of it. We'll be back to do that. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And here's some more of your text messages. This one in the question of whether kayakers can be cited for DWI. It says, yes, DUI for pedal power and livestock if you're riding a horse and even a lawnmower. Well, I'm not sure about that, but I'm going to try to find out. All right, this one says, perhaps any undocumented immigrant who breaks a second law should be immediately deported. Don't come here and rape my country. This one says, Don, the governor, you are right. These are criminals and should be jailed or deported. Anyone who disagrees is a liberal Democrat. Well, I don't always see eye to eye on everything Jeff Landry does, but I call him as I see him. When he does something I agree with, I'll tell you. When he does something he don't, I'll tell you that too. Now, here's one asking, if they were illegal, how were they identified? Are they able to get a driver's license? Do you think they'll show up for their court date? They will just disappear. It's obvious they have no problem breaking our laws. Yeah, from the very start. That's from the Z-Man. All right, this one says, your guides oftentimes talk about fishing deep for trout when the water gets hot. Does this hold true for bass along the intercoastal between the Wrigley's and the Wall? Bass are not quite as subjective to heat, hot water, as some of the, like the redfish and the trout are. And generally, early mornings, late evenings, they're still going to be up in the shallows. But, yeah, they're going to go deep, too, when that's where the comfort level is. Now, here's one that says, I have a question. Humans cannot take the heat or cold, yet animals seem to survive in the heat and cold. Can you explain why? Well, humans did before we had air conditioning and insulated Gore-Tex clothing and those type of things. When they had to, they did. And that's why the animals do, because they have to. They're out and live in it, and they don't have any choice. All right, here's one that says the illegals should always be considered non-residents no matter where they fish or hunt. Well, the question is, should they even get hunting and fishing privileges not being residents or non-residents of this state or any other? Question, how do you get the sand out of the crabs in Grand Isle? Put them in water, leave them in there as long as you can, and flush them. That's about all you can do. And if you still don't get it out, well, you got to eat around it. All right, we come back after this. It's bad boy story number two. But first, we'll let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, in our Lanyap edition of bad boys number two, you might call it, agents from Louisiana, Katie Mathias, Lieutenant David Sanford, Sergeant Stuart Guillory and Agent David Williams made a case against Madison M. Watkins, 36 years of age, of Welsh, Louisiana, for taking a bear during a closed season and two counts of failing to validate deer harvest. They got a tip, as so many of our bad boy stories begin, with people calling in to the Operation Game Thief. And this information indicated that Watkins had killed a black bear in Concordia Parish last December. And during their investigation, the agents contacted Watkins just recently on June 17th when he admitted he took a black bear with a compound bow on the Bayou Cocodri National Wildlife Refuge on December 12th of last season. He also admitted to taking two deer in Calcasieu Parish in October and failed to validate the tags on both deer. The agent seized two sets of four-point deer antlers and the compound bow. Facing a fine of $950 and up to 120 days in jail, plus another $350 for the deer tags, and also possibly facing a civil restitution fee. Now, get this number for a black bear, $10,000 replacement value. Is 36-year-old Madison M. Watkins of Welsh, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors? Well, the report from our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, he's called that for obvious reasons. He don't like to get his hands full of nasty old shrimp, and he loves to catch things on artificial. He had a few trips to go out of the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge this week. Most of the boys took some time off with their families for the 4th of July holiday, but those that went, still catching good redfish on the east side, trouter on the beaches and on the rigs on both sides of the Mississippi River. Mostly they're throwing a lot of shrimp, as usual, which he is not doing. And you can check him out at CajunFishingAdventures.com if you'd like to get a trip. All right, I mentioned one of the dangers this time of year, rip currents, also known as riptides. To identify those, you can see, if you see the water rushing outward, out to sea, in, you know, with maybe white caps in it, just a real hard current running aloft, got breaking waves. That is an indication. You might also see grass or other debris that is caught in it, and it's being pulled out to sea. If you see that, steer clear of it. If you get caught in it, first thing you do, and this is according to some Know Your Options tips, relax. They don't pull you under. They just pull you out. Do not try to swim against it. Swim out of the current. In other words, you swim parallel to the shore. You don't go try to swim north back to the beach. You swim east or west. When you get out of the current that's pulling you, then you can come back into the shoreline. If you can't escape it, just float or tread water until the current stops pulling you out. And, of course, know how to swim. Never swim alone. And if you're in doubt, don't go. And try to swim near a lifeguard. That's some if you're going to be either swimming or surf fishing doing this time of the year. All right, we come back after this, the fascinating story of a redfish, a tagged redfish caught, and get an update on the CCA Star Tournament from Sam Hopper and Allison Schultz, who caught that tagged red and will be operating a brand new boat and motor after it's awarded. We'll be back to tell you, let them tell you their story right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back into the Outdoor Show. Thanks for being with us this morning. And we got a heck of a story to tell, and here to joining us to talk about it is, first of all, the tournament director for the CCA Star for 2024, Sam Hopper. Sam, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Don. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us this morning. Also joining us is Allison Schultz. Allison, you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hey. Stay with us, Allison. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot to talk about with you. But first, I want to get Sam to give us a little bit of an update on how this 2024 Star Tournament is going. Looks like you got most of the categories filled, and we've had some exciting news in the redfish category, Sam.
We have. So we've had Matthew Staub caught the first tagged redfish out of Grand Isle from the bank. Shortly after that, exactly a week later, David Jones of Destrehan caught another tag redfish from the bank in Leeville. And then a week and a day later, Miss Allison Schultz caught the third tag redfish from the boat out of Hopedale. So it's been exciting. But look, the bank has been dominating the majority of the tournament thus far.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever seen that before. Were there other redfish caught with tags that were caught by unregistered fishermen, as happens every year?
Oh, absolutely, but only one has been reported. I've heard through the grapevine that we've had a few, and some of them didn't want to. They were embarrassed that they weren't registered for the tournament.
How about any of those blue tags? Explain the blue tags and the red tags.
So, and also this year with the new redfish regulations, we've implemented the catch photo clip release, and it's as simple as, you know, you'd catch the fish, take photos, videos of the fish, clip the tag, release the fish, okay? But the blue tags, same goes for that division as well, but it is beer for a year. from our friends at Michelob Ultra.
Any of those been caught?
They have. And of course, they were not registered.
Ouch. That hurts. Sam, so far, of course, we still got a long ways to go. This tournament goes all the way through Labor Day, so there's opportunity for people to get out, and there's still a lot of those tagged redfish swimming around. And as evidenced by the first two that were caught right there near the shore, they were caught off the bank. Any other surprises or outstanding catches that occurred during this year's tournament?
Don, thus far, I would say the mangrove and red snapper has been intriguing. I mean, we've seen some monsters. I believe on the next update update the leaderboard every Tuesday, we have a close to 12-pound mangrove snapper, which will take over first place, but second and third aren't far behind. And then as far as the red snapper, I want to say we have a couple, a 25 and a 24 and a 23, which are good fish. But as far as the other divisions, look, it looks wide open. Jeremy Sexton caught one out of Grand Isle, a speckled trout, which is 6'4", I believe. Don't quote me on that, but a good fish. But other than that, I mean, everything's wide open. And Don, also, we have yet to see a yellowfin tuna weighed in.
Wide open on yet? What is it? How can you explain that? There's been a lot of tuna caught.
I know. I don't know. We're begging somebody to please just go weigh one in.
Yeah, whatever the size of it is. That's incredible. Well, great opportunity there. Sam, tell me this. Red snapper, we've got a short closure coming up. How's that going to affect the red snapper division?
I hope the big ones are biting Friday through Sunday.
yeah.
You know, I hate that's happening, but, hey, it is what it is, and we hope most of everybody, you know, throughout the summer can get out and go get them during the weekend.
Very good. Very good. Well, Sam, it looks very successful, and there's still a lot of chance. And as we always say, it's like an insurance policy. Don't leave. And if you're going to fish, you need to get a star ticket, because you never know. A lot of the people over the years I've interviewed that have caught the redfish with the tags told me they'd never dreamed they'd ever catch one. You know, most people don't ever plan on catching one. So if someone wants to get signed up, how do they buy a star ticket? And they have to be a member of CCA, correct?
Correct. They have to be an ACT member of CCA, and they can go to ccastar.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And here's some more of your text messages. This one in the question of whether kayakers can be cited for DWI. It says, yes, DUI for pedal power and livestock if you're riding a horse and even a lawnmower. Well, I'm not sure about that, but I'm going to try to find out. All right, this one says, perhaps any undocumented immigrant who breaks a second law should be immediately deported. Don't come here and rape my country. This one says, Don, the governor, you are right. These are criminals and should be jailed or deported. Anyone who disagrees is a liberal Democrat. Well, I don't always see eye to eye on everything Jeff Landry does, but I call him as I see him. When he does something I agree with, I'll tell you. When he does something he don't, I'll tell you that too. Here's one asking, if they were illegal, how were they identified? Are they able to get a driver's license? Do you think they'll show up for their court date? They will just disappear. It's obvious they have no problem breaking our laws. Yeah, from the very start. That's from the Z-Man. All right, this one says, your guides oftentimes talk about fishing deep for trout. When the water gets hot, does this hold true for bass along the intercoastal between the Wrigley's and the Wall? Bass are not quite as subjective to heat, hot water, as some of the, like the redfish and the trout are. And generally, early mornings, late evenings, they're still going to be up in the shallows. But, yeah, they're going to go deep, too, when that's where the comfort level is. Now, here's one that says, I have a question. Humans cannot take the heat or cold, yet animals seem to survive in the heat and cold. Can you explain why? Well, humans did before we had air conditioning and insulated Gore-Tex clothing and those type of things. When they had to, they did. And that's why the animals do, because they have to. They're out and live in it, and they don't have any choice. All right, here's one that says the illegals should always be considered non-residents no matter where they fish or hunt. Well, the question is, should they even get hunting and fishing privileges not being residents or non-residents of this state or any other? Question, how do you get the sand out of the crabs in Grand Isle? Put them in water, leave them in there as long as you can, and flush them. That's about all you can do. And if you still don't get it out, well, you got to eat around it. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boy Story number 2. But first, we'll let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, in our Lanyap edition of Bad Boys number 2, you might call it, agents from Louisiana, Katie Mathias, Lieutenant David Sanford, Sergeant Stuart Guillory and Agent David Williams made a case against Madison M. Watkins, 36 years of age, of Welsh, Louisiana, for taking a bear during a closed season and 2 counts of failing to validate deer harvest. They got a tip, as so many of our Bad Boy stories begin, with people calling in to the Operation Game Thief. And this information indicated that Watkins had killed a black bear in Concordia Parish last December. And during their investigation, the agents contacted Watkins just recently on June 17th when he admitted he took a black bear with a compound bow on the Bayou Cocodri National Wildlife Refuge on December 12th of last season. He also admitted to taking 2 deer in Calcasieu Parish in October and failed to validate the tags on both deer. The agent seized 2 sets of 4-point deer antlers and the compound bow. Facing a fine of $950 and up to 120 days in jail, plus another $350 for the deer tags, and also possibly facing a civil restitution fee. Now, get this number for a black bear, $10,000 replacement value. Is 36-year-old Madison M. Watkins of Welsh, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors? Well, the report from our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, he's called that for obvious reasons. He don't like to get his hands full of nasty old shrimp, and he loves to catch things on artificial. He had a few trips to go out of the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge this week. Most of the boys took some time off with their families for the 4th of July holiday, but those that went, still catching good redfish on the east side, trout are on the beaches and on the rigs on both sides of the Mississippi River. Mostly they're throwing a lot of shrimp as usual, which he is not doing. And you can check him out at CajunFishingAdventures.com if you'd like to get a trip. All right, I mentioned one of the dangers this time of year, rip currents, also known as rip tides. To identify those, you can see, if you see the water rushing outward, out to sea, with maybe white caps in it, just a real hard current running aloft, got breaking waves. That is an indication. You might also see grass or other debris that is caught in it, and it's being pulled out to sea. If you see that, steer clear of it. If you get caught in it, first thing you do, and this is according to some Know Your Options tips, relax. They don't pull you under. They just pull you out. Do not try to swim against it. Swim out of the current. In other words, you swim parallel to the shore. You don't go try to swim north back to the beach. You swim east or west. When you get out of the current that's pulling you, then you can come back into the shoreline. If you can't escape it, just float or tread water until the current stops pulling you out. And, of course, know how to swim. Never swim alone. And if you're in doubt, don't go. And try to swim near a lifeguard. That's some if you're going to be either swimming or surf fishing during this time of the year. All right, we come back after this, the fascinating story of a redfish, a tagged redfish caught, and get an update on the CCA Star Tournament from Sam Hopper and Allison Schultz, who caught that tagged red and will be operating a brand new boat and motor after it's awarded. We'll be back to tell you, let them tell you their story right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back into The Outdoor Show. Thanks for being with us this morning. And we got a heck of a story to tell, and here to joining us to talk about it is, first of all, the tournament director for the CCA Star for 2024, Sam Hopper. Sam, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Don. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us this morning. Also joining us is Allison Schultz. Allison, you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hey. Stay with us, Allison. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot to talk about with you. But first, I want to get Sam to give us a little bit of an update on how this 2024 Star Tournament is going. Looks like you got most of the categories filled, and we've had some exciting news in the redfish category, Sam.
We have. So we've had Matthew Staub caught the first tagged redfish out of Grand Isle from the bank. Shortly after that, exactly a week later, David Jones of Destrehan caught another tag redfish from the bank in Leeville. And then a week and a day later, Miss Allison Schultz caught the third tag redfish from the boat out of Hopedale. So it's been exciting. But look, the bank has been dominating the majority of the tournament thus far.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever seen that before. Were there other redfish caught with tags that were caught by unregistered fishermen, as happens every year?
Oh, absolutely, but only one has been reported. I've heard through the grapevine that we've had a few, and some of them didn't want to. They were embarrassed that they weren't registered for the tournament.
How about any of those blue tags? Explain the blue tags and the red tags.
So, and also this year with the new redfish regulations, we've implemented the catch photo clip release, and it's as simple as, you know, you'd catch the fish, take photos, videos of the fish, clip the tag, release the fish, okay? But the blue tags, same goes for that division as well, but it is beer for a year from our friends at Michelob Ultra.
Any of those been caught?
They have, and of course they were not registered.
Ouch. That hurts. Sam, so far, of course, we still got a long ways to go. This tournament goes all the way through Labor Day, so there's opportunity for people to get out, and there's still a lot of those tagged redfish swimming around, and as evidenced by the first two that were caught right there near the shore, they were caught off the bank. Any other surprises or outstanding catches that occurred during this year's tournament?
Don, thus far, I would say the mangrove and red snapper has been intriguing. I mean, we've seen some monsters. I believe on the next update that update the leaderboard every Tuesday, we have a close to 12-pound mangrove snapper, which will take over first place, but second and third aren't far behind. And then as far as the red snapper, I want to say we have a couple, a 25 and a 24 and a 23, which are good fish. But as far as the other divisions, it looks wide open. Jeremy Sexton caught one out of Grand Isle, a speckled trout, which is 6'4", I believe. Don't quote me on that, but a good fish. But other than that, I mean, everything's wide open. And Don, also, we have yet to see a yellowfin tuna wade in.
Wide open on yet? What is it? How can you explain that? There's been a lot of tuna caught.
I know. I don't know. We're begging somebody to please just go weigh one in.
Yeah, whatever the size of it is. That's incredible. Well, great opportunity there. Sam, tell me this. Red snapper, we've got a short closure coming up. How's that going to affect the red snapper division?
I hope the big ones are biting Friday through Sunday.
yeah.
You know, I hate that that's happening, but, hey, it is what it is, and we hope most of everybody, you know, throughout the summer can get out and go get them during the weekend.
Very good. Very good. Well, Sam, it looks very successful, and there's still a lot of chance. And as we always say, it's like an insurance policy. Don't leave. And if you're going to fish, you need to get a star ticket because you never know. A lot of the people over the years I've interviewed that have caught the redfish with the tags told me they'd never dreamed they'd ever catch one. You know, most people don't ever plan on catching one. So if someone wants to get signed up, how do they buy a star ticket? And they have to be a member of CCA, correct?
Correct. They have to be an ACT member of CCA, and they can go to ccastar.com and fill out. And if you're already an active member, it's only $35, but it's the cheapest insurance policy on the coast.
Tell me about these prizes. Allison is one of the winners. What has been won so far in the tagged redfish division?
So Matthew Staub of Venom Springs won the 2024 Chevy Silverado. David Jones won the Michelob Ultra Boat, which is a 23-foot Avid Mag with a 200 Mercury. And then Miss Allison won another 23 Avid Mag with a 200 Mercury.
Go ahead.
Now we are on to the Freedom Patriot boats.
And how many of those have you got?
We have three of them. So 4 through 6 will take those, and then we move on to the gator tails.
Well, I guess Matthew won't be fishing from the bank as much anymore now, will he?
him nor Mr. David.
Well, when we come back, I want you to talk about the awards party, where that's going to be, and when those awards will be made. And we're also going to catch up with you, Allison, and get you to tell your fascinating, incredible story of the tagged redfish you caught recently. You're listening to it on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network, and we're back right after this pause. And welcome back into the show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Sam Hopper, the tournament director for the CCA Star Tournament, and we're also talking to Allison Schultz, one of the recipients of a brand new boat as a result of catching a tagged redfish. Allison, thanks for joining us this morning to talk about this. Up until the time you caught this fish and you became a big celebrity, what was your level of fishing skill?
Occasionally, you know, we're pretty tied up with both our boys play a lot of sports, so we don't really get the luxury of going when conditions are good. We just get the luxury of going when we don't have a game and it's not raining. But any chance that we get, we try to go, especially during the summer when they don't have sports. But I would say I'm a novice recreational fisher lady.
Describe that fateful day when you caught the tag. Who was there and how did it go?
It was crazy. So, you know, we've been probably registering for about 3 years. We've had our boat for 3 years now. And then some few years before then, occasionally I'd go with a friend of mine, and if we'd happen to go fishing during the tournament time, you bet I was registered. It just gives it a little extra fun out there, fishing, hoping for a tagged redfish. Again, I'm one of those people in the past that never really thought it would happen. but oh man, I'm so glad it did. And anyway, so we were fishing that day, and we went into Sump Lagoon in Hopedale, and my son Benjamin was on fire. Like, he was getting one redfish after the other redfish. And I kept asking my husband, like, oh, does it have a tag? Does it have a tag? He's like, Allie, I promise I will tell you if it has a tag. Well, Ben got into some monster, ended up almost pulling him off the boat, but it didn't. But unfortunately, it popped the line. We saw the cork was still attached. So I was joking around. I was like, if I see on the news that there's a tagged redfish with a cork still attached, my heart's going to sink. We're running out of shrimp, so we decided to go to one more spot. Sure enough, Ben casts out, lands in a hole, hooks a redfish. My husband's getting that redfish off, so Ben's like, Mom, go cast over there. Cast where I did. Sure enough, I did. I landed, got something on the hook, started reeling it in. Ben goes, Mom, it's got a tag. Just kind of really kidding around. Comes to the surface, and it has a tag. So I naturally start freaking out. I'm like, Ben, get to the net. Get to the net. Get to the net. Get the fish in the boat. My husband starts recording, and then we see it's a tag. Didn't know for sure if it was a CCA tag, but we were just excited about the moment. Ended up cleaning it off, and we saw that it said 2024 CCA Star Louisiana and the number. And we just went crazy, jumping up and down, hollering. They had a couple of boats in the distance. I'm sure they heard us screaming because I was just screaming my lungs out. It was unbelievable, like just unbelievable.
You know, Allison, most people don't realize they have the tag redfish till they get it in the boat and they see the tag. I can only imagine the stress that you were going under when you saw the tag when it was still in the water and it wasn't yet in the boat.
Yes, because you can pop the line if the net hits it. Oh, and sure. We've done that a couple of times.
Now, tell me, what day was it and why was it a special day?
Okay, so this is the crazy part of the story. So my son turned 11 this year, and he was born June 11 at 11:11 p.m. So we always, that's, you know, an important number to us. Well, for his 11th birthday, which was on a Tuesday, we decided to rent a charter fishing trip. So we did that, ended up catching 11 fish that day. So it was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Neat, you know, the 11 keys coming up. Well, we went not the Saturday after, but the Saturday following that, which happens to be 11 days after his 11th birthday. On the 11th, we catch the tagged redfish. When my husband starts the video, when the fish lands in the boat, it's 11:11 a.m.
And to top it off, what time was Benjamin born?
At 11:11 p.m.
That is incredible. So let's get it straight. Now, it's 11 days after his 11th birthday on June 11th. At 11:11 a.m., you catch a tagged redfish on which he pointed you in which direction to throw it, him being born at 11:11 p.m., and total number of fish caught, 11. Incredible.
Right.
Well, congratulations, Allison. And now, what's going to be the name of this boat?
I don't know. Something with 11.
I would think so. Maybe Ocean's 11. How about that? Sam, what is the value of Allison's rig that she won?
Over 60,000.
I was thinking that. I think it was around 65. You didn't know that, Allison?
No.
All right. Now, are you going to allow the family to operate your boat, or is this strictly going
to
be Allison's
ride? Because I've never been driven my boat.
Well, you don't have to when you can catch fish like you did. Allison, congratulations. Sound like you got a wonderful family. Y'all had a wonderful trip, and now you got an outstanding boat, so I'm sure you'll be fishing a lot more often now.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking time to tell your remarkable story. It truly is remarkable, and you know, you got to stick with the number 11.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Sam, again, thank you for being with us, and great job you're doing on the tournament. It's not just the redfish. There's a lot of other categories, and if people want to find out all about the categories, look where the opportunities are in the leaderboard and even get some tickets, give them the best website to go to.
CCAstar.com, or all give right. us a call at the office at 225-952-9200, or visit your local weigh station to sign up and get out there and have the luck as Allison did this year.
Sam, I'm sure we'll be talking to you and getting another update before we get to that Labor Day closing. And Allison, thanks again. Congratulations. And don't tell me you only had 11 shrimp gone, too.
No. Thank you. No.
Thanks, Allison. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again to do this next week. We do it every Saturday morning. We start off at 5 a.m. We wrap it up at 7. We talk fishing, hunting, all outdoors issues, and give you some tips and techniques from our professional fishing guides, our field reporters, we call them. Thanks especially to Cullen Steele, our guy back at the mothership. He had some real special duties and hoops and hurdles he had to clear, and he came through like a champ. Thanks for being with us. We'll see
see you next week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back into The Outdoor Show. Thanks for being with us this morning. And oh, we got a heck of a story to tell, and here to joining us to talk about it is, first of all, the tournament director for the CCA Star for 2024, Sam Hopper. Sam, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Don. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for tuning for joining us this morning. Also joining us is Allison Schultz. Allison, you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hey, stay with us, Allison. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot to talk about with you. But first, I want to get Sam to give us a little bit of an update on how this 2024 Star Tournament is going. Looks like you got most of the categories filled, and we've had some exciting news in the redfish category, Sam.
We have. So we've had Matthew Staub caught the first tagged redfish out of Grand Isle from the bank. Shortly after that, exactly a week later, David Jones of Destrehan caught another tag redfish from the bank in Leeville. And then a week and a day later, Miss Allison Schultz caught the third tag redfish from the boat out of Hopedale. So it's been exciting. But look, the bank has been dominating the majority of the tournament thus far.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever seen that before. Were there other redfish caught with tags that were caught by unregistered fishermen, as happens every year?
Oh, absolutely, but only one has been reported. I've heard through the grapevine that we've had a few, and some of them didn't want to. They were embarrassed that they weren't registered for the tournament.
How about any of those blue tags? Explain the blue tags and the red tags.
So, and also this year with the new redfish regulations, we've implemented the catch photo clip release, and it's as simple as, you know, you'd catch the fish, take photos, videos of the fish, clip the tag, release the fish, okay? But the blue tags, same goes for that division as well, but it is beer for a year from our friends at Michelob Ultra.
Any of those been caught?
They have, and of course they were not registered.
Ouch. That hurts. Sam, so far, of course, we still got a long ways to go. This tournament goes all the way through Labor Day, so there's opportunity for people to get out, and there's still a lot of those tagged redfish swimming around, and as evidenced by the first two that were caught right there near the shore, they were caught off the bank. Any other surprises or outstanding catches that occurred during this year's tournament?
Don, thus far, I would say the mangrove and red snapper has been intriguing. I mean, we've seen some monsters. I believe on the next update that I update the leaderboard every Tuesday, we have a close to 12-pound mangrove snapper, which will take over first place, but second and third aren't far behind. And then as far as the red snapper, I want to say we have a couple, a 25 and a 24 and a 23, which are good fish. But as far as the other divisions, look, it looks wide open. Jeremy Sexton caught one out of Grand Isle, a speckled trout, which is 6'4", I believe. Don't quote me on that, but a good fish. But other than that, I mean, everything's wide open. And Don, also, we have yet to see a yellowfin tuna weighed in.
Wide open on what is it? How can you explain that? There's been a lot of tuna caught.
I know. I don't know. We're begging somebody to please just go weigh one in.
Yeah, whatever the size of it is, that's incredible. Well, great opportunity there. Sam, tell me this, red snapper, we've got a short closure coming up. How's that going to affect the red snapper division?
I hope the big ones are biting Friday through Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I hate that that's happening, but hey, it is what it is, and we hope most of everybody, you know, throughout the summer can get out and go get them during the weekend.
Very good. Very good. Well, Sam, it looks very successful, and there's still a lot of chance. And as we always say, it's like an insurance policy. Don't leave. And if you're going to fish, you need to get a Star ticket, because you never know. A lot of the people over the years I've interviewed that have caught the redfish with the tags told me they'd never dreamed they'd ever catch one. You know, most people don't ever plan on catching one. So if someone wants to get signed up, how do they buy a Star ticket? And they have to be a member of CCA, correct?
Correct. They have to be an ACT member of CCA, and they can go to ccastar.com and fill out. And if you're already an active member, it's only $35, but it's the cheapest insurance policy on the coast.
Tell me about these prizes. Allison is one of the winners. What has been won so far in the tagged redfish division?
So Matthew Staub of Venom Springs won the 2024 Chevy Silverado. David Jones won the Michelob Ultra Boat, which is a 23-foot Avid Mag with a 200 Mercury. And then Miss Allison won another 23 Avid Mag with a 200 Mercury.
So I don't guess. Go ahead.
We are on to the Freedom Patriot boats.
And how many of those have you got?
We have three of them. So 4 through 6 will take those, and then we move on to the Gator Tails.
Well, I guess Matthew won't be fishing from the bank as much anymore now, will he?
him nor Mr. David.
Well, when we come back, I want you to talk about the awards party, where that's going to be, and when those awards will be made. And we're also going to catch up with you, Allison, and get you to tell your fascinating, incredible story of the tagged redfish you caught recently. You're listening to it on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network, and we're back right after this pause. And welcome back into the show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Sam Hopper, the tournament director for the CCA Star Tournament, and we're also talking to Allison Schultz, one of the recipients of a brand new boat as a result of catching a tagged redfish. Allison, thanks for joining us this morning to talk about this. Up until the time you caught this fish and you became a big celebrity, what was your level of fishing skill?
Occasionally, you know, we're pretty tied up with both our boys play a lot of sports, so we don't really get the luxury of going when conditions are good. We just get the luxury of going when we don't have a game and it's not raining. But any chance that we get, we try to go, especially during the summer when they don't have sports. But I would say I'm a novice recreational fisher lady.
Describe that fateful day when you caught the tag. Who was there and how did it go?
It was crazy. So, you know, we've been probably registering for about 3 years. We've had our boat for 3 years now. And then some few years before then, occasionally I'd go with a friend of mine, and if we'd happen to go fishing during the tournament time, you bet I was registered. It just gives it a little extra fun out there, fishing, hoping for a tagged redfish. Again, I'm one of those people in the past that never really thought it would happen. but oh man, I'm so glad it did. And anyway, so we were fishing that day, and we went into Sump Lagoon in Hopedale, and my son Benjamin was on fire. Like, he was getting one redfish after the other redfish. And I kept asking my husband, like, oh, does it have a tag? Does it have a tag? He's like, Allie, I promise I will tell you if it has a tag. Well, Ben got into some monster, ended up almost pulling him off the boat, but it didn't. But unfortunately, it popped the line. We saw the cork was still attached. So I was joking around. I was like, if I see on the news that there's a tagged redfish with a cork still attached, my heart's going to sink. We're running out of shrimp, so we decided to go to one more spot. Sure enough, Ben cast out, lands in a hole, hooks a redfish. My husband's getting that redfish off, so Ben's like, Mom, go cast over there. Cast where I did. Sure enough, I did. I landed, got something on the hook, started reeling it in. Ben goes, Mom, it's got a tag. Just kind of really kidding around. Comes to the surface, and it has a tag. So I naturally start freaking out. I'm like, Ben, give it to the net. Give it to the net. Give it to the net. Get the fish in the boat. My husband starts recording, and then we see it's a tag. Didn't know for sure if it was a CCA tag, but we were just excited about the moment. Ended up cleaning it off, and we saw that it said 2024 CCA Star Louisiana and the number. And we just went crazy, jumping up and down, hollering. They had a couple of boats in the distance. I'm sure they heard us screaming, because I was just screaming my lungs out. It was unbelievable, like just unbelievable.
You know, Allison, most people don't realize they have the tagged redfish till they get it in the boat and they see the tag. I can only imagine the stress that you were going under when you saw the tag when it was still in the water and it wasn't yet in the boat.
Yes, because you can pop the line if the net hits it. Oh, and sure. We've done that a couple of times.
Now tell me, what day was it and why was it a special day?
Okay, so this is the crazy part of the story. So my son turned 11 this year, and he was born June 11 at 11:11 p.m. So we always, that's, you know, an important number to us. Well, for his 11th birthday, which was on a Tuesday, we decided to rent a charter fishing trip. So we did that, ended up catching 11 fish that day. So it was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Neat, you know, the 11 keys coming up. Well, we went not the Saturday after, but the Saturday following that, which happens to be 11 days after his 11th birthday. On the 11th, we catch the tagged redfish. When my husband starts the video, when the fish lands in the boat, it's 11:11 a.m.
And to top it off, what time was Benjamin born?
At 11:11 p.m.
That is incredible. So let's get it straight. Now, it's 11 days after his 11th birthday on June 11th. At 11:11 a.m., you catch a tagged redfish on which he pointed you in which direction to throw it, him being born at 11:11 p.m., and total number of fish caught, 11. Incredible.
Right.
Well, congratulations, Allison. And now, what's going to be the name of this boat?
I don't know. Something with 11.
I would think so. Maybe Ocean's 11. How about that? Sam, what is the value of Allison's rig that she won?
Over 60,000.
I was thinking that. I think it was around 65. You didn't know that, Allison?
No.
All right. Now, are you going to allow the family to operate your boat, or is this strictly going
to
be Allison's ride?
I've never even driven my boat.
Well, you don't have to when you can catch fish like you did. Allison, congratulations. Sound like you got a wonderful family. Y'all had a wonderful trip, and now you got an outstanding boat, so I'm sure you'll be fishing a lot more often now.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking time to tell your remarkable story. It truly is remarkable, and you know, you got to stick with the number 11.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Sam, again, thank you for being with us, and great job you're doing on the tournament. It's not just the redfish. There's a lot of other categories, and if people want to find out all about the categories, look where the opportunities are in the leaderboard and even get some tickets, give them the best website to go to.
CCAstar.com. Or all give right. us a call at the office at 225-952-9200 or visit your local weigh station to sign up and get out there and have the luck as Allison did this year.
Sam, I'm sure we'll be talking to you and getting another update before we get to that Labor Day closing. And Allison, thanks again. Congratulations. And don't tell me you only had 11 shrimp gone, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Allison. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again to do this next week. We do it every Saturday morning. We start off at 5 a.m. We wrap it up at 7. We talk fishing, hunting, all outdoors issues, and give you some tips and techniques from our professional fishing guides, our field reporters, we call them. Thanks especially to Cullen Steele, our guy back at the mothership. He had some real special duties and hoops and hurdles he had to clear, and he came through like a champ. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And welcome back into the show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Sam Hopper, the tournament director for the CCA Star Tournament, and we're also talking to Allison Schultz, one of the recipients of a brand new boat as a result of catching a tagged redfish. Allison, thanks for joining us this morning to talk about this. Up until the time you caught this fish and you became a big celebrity, what was your level of fishing skill?
Occasionally, you know, we're pretty tied up with both our boys play a lot of sports, so we don't really get the luxury of going when conditions are good. We just get the luxury of going when we don't have a game and it's not raining. But any chance that we get, we try to go, especially during the summer when they don't have sports. But I would say I'm a novice recreational fisher lady.
Describe that fateful day when you caught the tag. Who was there and how did it go?
It was crazy. So, you know, we've been probably registering for about 3 years. We've had our boat for 3 years now. And then some few years before then, occasionally I'd go with a friend of mine. And if we'd happen to go fishing during the tournament time, you bet I was registered. It just gives it a little extra fun out there, fishing, hoping for a tagged redfish. Again, I'm one of those people in the past that never really thought it would happen. but, oh, man, I'm so glad it did. And anyway, so we were fishing that day, and we went into Stump Lagoon in Hopedale, and my son, Benjamin, was on fire. Like, he was getting one redfish after the other redfish, and I kept asking my husband, like, oh, does it have a tag? He's like, Allie, I promise I will tell you if it has a tag. Well, Ben got into some monster, ended up almost pulling him off the boat, but it didn't. But unfortunately, it popped the line. We saw the cork was still attached. So I was joking around. I was like, if I see on the news that there's a tagged redfish with a cork still attached, my heart's going to sink. We're running out of shrimp, so we decided to go to one more spot. Sure enough, Ben cast out, lands in a hole, hooks a redfish. My husband's getting that redfish off, so Ben's like, Mom, go cast over there. Cast where I did. Sure enough, I did. I landed, got something on the hook, started reeling it in. Ben goes, Mom, it's got a tag. Just kind of really kidding around. Comes to the surface, and it has a tag. So I naturally start freaking out. I'm like, Ben, get to the net. Get to the net. Get to the net. Get the fish in the boat. My husband starts recording, and then we see it's a tag. Didn't know for sure if it was a CCA tag, but we were just excited about the moment. Ended up cleaning it off, and we saw that it said 2024 CCA Star Louisiana and the number. And we just went crazy, jumping up and down, hollering. They had a couple of boats in the distance. I'm sure they heard us screaming because I was just screaming my lungs out. It was unbelievable, like just unbelievable.
You know, Allison, most people don't realize they have the tag redfish till they get it in the boat and they see the tag. I can only imagine the stress that you were going under when you saw the tag when it was still in the water and it wasn't yet in the boat.
Yes, because you can pop the line if the net hits it. Oh, and sure. We've done that a couple of times.
Now, tell me, what day was it and why was it a special day?
Okay, so this is the crazy part of the story. So my son turned 11 this year, and he was born June 11 at 11:11 p.m. So we always, that's, you know, an important number to us. Well, for his 11th birthday, which was on a Tuesday, we decided to rent a charter fishing trip. So we did that, ended up catching 11 fish that day. So it was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Neat. You know, the 11 keys coming up. Well, we went not the Saturday after, but the Saturday following that, which happens to be 11 days after his 11th birthday. On the 11th, we catch the tagged redfish. When my husband starts the video, when the fish lands in the boat, it's 11:11 a.m.
And to top it off, what time was Benjamin born?
At 11:11 p.m.
That is incredible. So let's get it straight. Now, it's 11 days after his 11th birthday on June 11th. At 11:11 a.m., you catch a tagged redfish on which he pointed you in which direction to throw it, him being born at 11:11 p.m., and total number of fish caught, 11. Incredible.
Right.
Well, congratulations, Allison. And that. Now, what's going to be the name of this boat?
I don't know. Something with 11.
I would think so. Maybe Ocean's 11. How about that? Sam, what is the value of Allison's rig that she won?
Over $60,000.
I was thinking that. I think it was around $60,000, $65,000. You didn't know that, Allison?
No.
All right. Now, are you going to allow the family to operate your boat, or is this strictly going
to
be Allison's ride?
Well, I have to, because I've never even driven my boat.
Well, you don't have to when you can catch fish like you did. Allison, congratulations. Sound like you got a wonderful family. Y'all had a wonderful trip, and now you got an outstanding boat, so I'm sure you'll be fishing a lot more often now.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking time to tell your remarkable story. It truly is remarkable, and you know, you got to stick with the number 11.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Sam, again, thank you for being with us, and great job you're doing on the tournament. It's not just the redfish. There's a lot of other categories, and if people want to find out all about the categories, look where the opportunities are in the leaderboard and even get some tickets, give them the best website to go to.
CCAstar.com, or all give right. us a call at the office at 225-952-9200, or visit your local weigh station to sign up and get out there and have the luck as Allison did this year.
Sam, I'm sure we'll be talking to you and getting another update before we get to that Labor Day closing. And Allison, thanks again. Congratulations. And don't tell me you only had 11 shrimp gone, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Allison. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again to do this next week. We do it every Saturday morning. We start off at 5 a.m. We wrap it up at 7. We talk fishing, hunting, all outdoors issues, and give you some tips and techniques from our professional fishing guides, our field reporters, we call them. Thanks especially to Cullen Steele, our guy back at the mothership. He had some real special duties and hoops and hurdles he had to clear, and he came through like a champ. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you
you next week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.